Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may have seen a few stories concerning World Cup fans visiting the US and going mad for ranch dressing. Americans love a bit of ranch. In fact, they like quite a lot of it. Russell Alford had predicted that ranch would become the condiment of 2026. He joins us now to be all smug about it. Afternoon, Russell.
Good afternoon, Sean. I'm very smug. Yes, I'm delighted.
Why had you been making this prediction?
So on my page at GastroGaze on Instagram, we decided to do some predictions for the year ahead of various things that we think will make it or break it in the world of food and drink. And one of the things was ranch. We slowly started to see that, yes, mayonnaise was very, very popular, but the tanginess of ranch was starting to cross the Atlantic a little bit more over the last year in particular, but it's going to have a proper, I guess, moment in 2026. And we've seen this, a couple of restaurants across the country have really embraced it as a dipping sauce, as a dressing. And even some of the retailers have started to stock their own versions made by Irish artisans, which is really great to see in order to give us a bit more flavour options when it comes to, especially during the weather like this.
Okay, so explain what is ranch and how is it made and how does it differ from, say, mayonnaise?
So a mayonnaise is usually made with eggs and oil in order to make that beautiful emulsion and is often quite thick in its consistency, whereas ranch, depending on the variety that you have, is a little bit lighter. It is made with buttermilk, and I was only thinking that it's actually a bit of a surprise that considering Irish recipes like soda breads and buttermilk scones, it's actually a bit of a surprise that ranch hasn't really taken off, especially homemade versions, quicker than this. But it's usually made with buttermilk, parsley, dill, chives, and garlic and onion powder. It was originally invented in California in the 1950s. And it really took off over there. It was kind of, you know, the whole thing of trying to get people to eat healthily. So have salads, have carrot sticks or celery and different things. It was kind of considered a bit more of a healthy way to dress it up. And I guess if you add sauce to anything, anything can become a bit more palatable in a way. It's been popularized over the last couple of years. I'm suspecting a huge amount of the reasoning for visitors at the moment going into various supermarkets over in the States to try it out. A lot of it is down to TikTok. A lot of it is down to a lot of the US fast food giants, or even the smaller of the giants, I guess, opening up across Ireland, the UK, and across Europe as well.
Is there, because there'd been so many, I'd seen so many articles around the start of the World Cup, kind of almost predicting this would happen. And kind of one might suspect perhaps that the manufacturers of ranch dressing in the US said this is our chance to kind of push it on Europeans particularly.
You're suggesting that Big Ranch is
behind
this all?
Yeah, Big Ranch is this sinister stuff going on here.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's a point to be made, like, especially if we're looking at, I'm a ranch expert, I'm not a football expert here.
Yeah.
But there's quite a few European countries in the final 12, isn't it? As of this week. And I don't know about yourself, when I go travelling, one of the first places I go to is a supermarket because it's the greatest joy that you can have when you're on a holiday. And I love looking at and perusing the various condiments. And if you go to Belgium, you go to France, Germany, their condiment aisles are quite interesting, but they'd be populated with sauces and flavours that aren't too common here in Ireland, for example. So if you think of Belgium, where cones of frites are very, very common, their sauce menu is very extensive with things that maybe we'll have never heard of and may never even try. So there is a curiosity about it. And the likes of like Popeyes, Wingstop that have opened up here in Ireland in the last couple of years, some of their signatures are ranch dressings. But then there's TikTok. There's also fashion trends. And I'm guilty of this one myself. I brandish myself with a Trader Joe's tote bag, which is one of the accessories of the year of recent times in particular. Trader Joe's Joe's, one of the first things I bought when I went into Trader Joe's, because it's so beautifully packaged, was ranch dressing, because it's very American. It's a classic ingredient that they have there, and I had to bring it home with me.
Yeah, now
completely normal.
And now it's as you alluded to there, it can be used for, you know, dipping chips into or whatever. But as the Americans would say, I kind of get the sense that it's used. There's few meals that they don't pour a load of ranch over if they feel like it.
Yeah, well, you know, not to brandish one entire continent, which does have many like subcultures and sub cuisines within it, with one, you know, paintbrush of things. When you think of American food and you had to name five or six things, you'd instantly turn around and say burgers, wings, fries, pretzels, pizzas, you know, even though pizza is very Italian, obviously, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's very much in their culinary world in that way. All of those things work really well with it. And that's kind of what we're seeing here in the kind of casual thing of it as well. You know, whether it's with chicken nuggets or chicken tenders, or whether it's a pizza dip with a ranch dressing, or I guess more so a ranch dip than a dressing. It just works with a lot of the food that they have. You know, we're talking World Cup, we're talking football. So you're talking about beers and chips and dips and wings. It complements it very much. It's the same with the Super Bowl. Things like this go very, very popular during Super Bowl season. You see recipes being shared online and on TikTok in particular, all during this time. So it just complements, I guess, a lot of the, you know, snacky, dippy bits, what the English may call picky bits, very, very well.
And there seems to be a huge range of different sorts of ranch.
Yeah, only in the last couple of weeks I've seen Hellman's, who obviously are one of the big, they are big mayo, let's call them. They have launched in the UK and Ireland a blue cheese ranch. So it's a ranch that has been flavoured with blue cheese, which obviously you'd instantly think that will work very well with wings. And of course, then on the flip side of it, they've also launched a buffalo ranch, which equally will also go well with wings. So they're really going for the wing market when it comes to this. But you know, there's, to give a shout out to an Irish one, Sage from County Cork, Kevin O'Hearn, he makes amazing condiments. They make one of the best buttermilk ranches I've tried. They do a hot honey ranch as well. It's available in the likes of Dunn's and Supervalu and so many other places. It's just a really, really great product. And if you're kind of a bit curious, I guess, about ranch, this is one to try if you're in the supermarket next.
One of our listeners says ranch tastes like good old Heinz salad dressing.
Oh, God, yes. And salad cream. See, I love condiments.
I think they might have meant it in a bad way, actually.
Well, I will take the compliment.
Somebody else says, a ranch dressing sounds like the frite sauce that is served in McDonald's in Holland and Belgium. You were kind of alluding to that already, so...
Have I had frite sauce? I haven't had frite sauce. I'm surprising enough I shall. I'll book a flight to Belgium and I'll report back.
Okay, you do that. Yeah, and somebody else says, all American food is beige. Prove me wrong.
I can't. What is wrong with a batter platter from time to time? What is wrong with, you know, especially like when you're watching a football game, come on, you don't want to be sitting eating a carvery. You want some nugs, you want some wings and maybe some fries as well.
Yeah. And but somebody else texts and say, why do they put ranch on everything? Is that a fair enough point? They seem to.
They do seem to, and it does seem to just go with everything and on everything. I guess it's that kind of catch-all thing. There's the creaminess, it's a textural thing, so if it's dry, it moistens it a little bit. You know, if you've got herbs like parsley and chives, they're fairly, you know, inoffensive and they complement most dishes. Garlic and onion powder, and who doesn't love garlic? If you think about it, it's very much America's garlic mayo, what garlic mayo is to Ireland. We're big fans of the stuff here, but, you know, that kind of translates a bit differently across the Atlantic.
Yeah. Is it easy to make?
I tried making it about 3 years ago, and then I started seeing store-bought varieties. And if you're familiar with the Barefoot Contessa on a garden, store-bought will do if you can get a good one.
Okay, so it's a long involved process, isn't it?
It's a bit like making mayonnaise. There is a few steps involved, a bit of mixing, chopping, and whisking, and everything. It's possible. It's easy enough to do, but if you're in a bind and you don't want to. I buy a good quality one instead. That's usually my solution to condiments, but it's a fairly straightforward process.
Okay. So, I mean, you've already kind of referred to there's a few people are introducing it into the market already, perhaps on foot of what we're talking about right now, our conversation. So do you predict this will continue?
Absolutely. I see, like, if the big wigs like Hellmann's and other condiment makers are starting to expand the range and really promote it, I've seen, you know, various big activations trying to promote these out over the last couple of years. But you'll also see the at-home versions of stuff, like, again, go back to some of the American fast food places, the likes of Chicken Fillet, which have opened up, or Filet, whatever you want to call it, they've opened up in Northern Ireland. They have a range of at-home sauces that are in and around ranch and other flavours. You'll start to see, I wouldn't be surprised if you'd start seeing the likes of Popeyes and Wingstop and others to start to try and infiltrate the supermarkets even more and try to capture, I guess, the moment that's going on right now when it comes to ranch. But, you know, at the end of the day, as Irish people, we love our ketchup, we love our mayo, and I think we're, you know, not plain eaters, but we'll stick in and around that area. But from time to time, during, you know, having a salad, if you want a bit of a change of flavour, this is an easy one to you latch onto and enjoy without having, you know, a whole tub of it laying empty until next summer and maybe going a little bit green by then.
What will be the condiment of 2027, or have you made up your mind yet?
I haven't quite. I'm still looking into my crystal ball, which is currently in the fridge, waiting to find out what
smeared
what
in ranch dressing.
I did say that hot honey is finished, though. That was another prediction, because hot honey was a little bit OTT in the last couple of years. So it was hot honey out, even though I love it, and ranch in, which I do love as well.
Okay, Russell, we look forward to your next prediction. That was Russell Alford there of the Gastrogate.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.